Welcome to another episode of the Chokeslam Wrestling Report, and today we are going to go through New Japan's resurgence. A lot of things happened, and we're going to go through that today, as I'm ready to jump on this and ready to let you know what happened last night for those who follow New Japan Pro Wrestling. So stick around for the Chokeslam Wrestling Report. A little bit of extra.
We came out here to tell you to your face, you can't get ready for us.
No, sir.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign.
I wanna be the greatest. Everybody on the fake shit. I look around and feel like everybody is the fakest. I make this every day and I'm impatient, hoping one day I blow up from the basement. Statement, the top is so vacant. I don't hear shit that I think is amazing. Waiting.
Welcome to another episode of the Chokeslam Wrestling Report Extra. And today we're gonna be talking about New Japan resurgence and what happened last night. I totally forgot the resurgence was last night, and I got in the middle of the night, got up in the middle of the night, and I noticed that the news came in that Mercedes Moné got injured in her match with Willow Nightingale. Now, reports are that Willow Nightingale, of course, won the inaugural New Japan Strong Women's Openweight Championship because she was in the ring with Mercedes Moné in a little small little tournament that they created for their first women's champion. During that match between Nightingale and Moné, Moné was on top of the top of the rope with Willow Nightingale coming up. It looked like, to me, it looked like Mercedes Moné was going to do a sunset flip over her. It kind of powerbombed her. Mercedes lost her footing on the top of the rope, on the top post, actually, and landed awkwardly outside the ring. Now, I got to give the woman her credit because according to reports, they are claiming that she had a broken ankle. We don't know how long she's going to be out, but they said that she broke her ankle. Now, she did put a tweet out there and she said she felt bad because she let her fans down, but that she will be recovering and coming back stronger than ever. That was a bad situation. And I got to give her credit because even though you could tell she couldn't put weight on her leg, she still finished the match. Willow Nightingale, of course, became the first New Japan Strong Women's Open Weight Champion. And this pretty much, you know, kind of helps New Japan a little bit at the end with that, with the female stuff. But with Mercedes Moné getting hurt, this is not good at all. Because there was rumors that she may come to AEW. She could have showed up at Forbidden Door. And now with this injury and a broken ankle, it's going to take a while. She might be up for 2 months, 3 months, depending on how bad the injury is. She has a fracture or actually broken ankle, which I doubt is a broken ankle. She was carried out of the ring last night, and I feel bad for her because I know that this is something that she was really looking forward to, being part of New Japan Pro Wrestling. But she's not the only one who got hurt last night or has been hurt. Reports came in also from Resurgent as Kyle Fletcher from Aussie Open came into the ring and announced that he and Mark Davis has to vacate the IWGP and the New Japan Strong tag team belts because Mark Davis is hurt. Mark Davis hasn't wrestled since Wrestling Don Taku. And that was probably 3 weeks ago. And I noticed that he teamed up with his partner, Kyle Fletcher, and Great O'Khan in their match. And it looked like, you know, he was injured. So now the plan was in Dominion for a three-way for the IWGP tag team title with Bushiman, which is Hirooki Goto and Joshi Hashi, and House of Torture, Evil, and the Tokyo Pimp. That was the three-way that was going to happen. Now the House of Torture is going to go against Bushiman. Most likely House of Torture may win the tag team titles and why not. So who knows? But that is a bad situation for Aussie Open. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I was looking forward for Aussie Open at FTR, meeting either at Forbidden Door or at Wembley Stadium at All In, because I'm sure New Japan is going to be part of that. That's going to be the biggest show there is of the year for AEW, but it could happen at Forbidden Door also. It would have been cool where you could see the Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis go against FTR, and the IWGP tag team titles are on the line. And this time you would have Aussie Open beating FTR this time. As we all know, that back in October in Royal Quest, FTR beat Aussie Open in the UK. Great match. Probably was candidate for tag team wrestling match of the year, along with them against the Briscoes. But that was a good match, and I was really looking forward to seeing this match. But now, with these guys hurt, now they don't have the titles. They got to give up the tag team belts. So they had to vacate those titles. Also, from the Best of Super Junior, Tashi Ishimori, the former IWGP Junior Champion, okay? And he's the IWGP, or was the IWGP Junior World Champion, is out of the Best of the Super Juniors. He broke a clavicle. He is out from the whole tournament. We don't know when he'll be back, you know. And this is not good for Bullet Club in Japan, losing one of the, Super Juniors. As you well know, that they just lost Phantasmo, because Phantasmo no longer is a Super Junior, but they lost Phantasmo. Phantasmo is no longer part of Bullet Club. And that kind of hurts Japan, all these damn injuries coming up. So now this is what we got, you know, the Best of Super Junior. And I don't know, most likely, and his match, matter of fact, Ishimori got hurt going against Hiromu Takahashi. And when these guys go at it and they go all out, I mean, these guys have had wars in New Japan Pro Wrestling. But this is not good also, because now who knows if Tashi Ishimori could have came in to AEW, part of Forbidden Door, and would have had a match with Commander, or had a match with, you know, anybody. But now he's out and whatnot. Also, we saw Jon Moxley and Wheeler Yuta come out and pretty much, and Shota Umino, beat Okada and Ishii. And I think it was Yo in that match. I'm not sure, but Blackpool Combat Club, pretty much. Shota Umino is probably part of it. The Blackpool Combat Club was in New Japan last night, technically, at the Resurgence. Also, a very, very interesting situation. Kenta and Hikuleo. These two had a match back at Wrestling Dotaku on May 3rd, and we saw Hikuleo come out victorious, beating Kenta for the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship. Well, last night, Kenta got the belt back, but it wasn't because he pinned him. No, he didn't pin him. In the middle of the match, they're fighting out in the stand. Kenta throws Hikuleo over a barrier, where people were sitting at, and he landed almost 10 feet or close to 8 feet from there and landed through a table. And he got counted out for 20. Because in New Japan, if you get counted out for 20 count, you lose the belt. Regardless if you didn't get pinned, if you don't make it by 20 count, you lose the belt. And that's the rule in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So Kenta gets the belt back. And now it looks like, you know, we're going to have Kenta and Hikuleo continue on in this situation and whatnot. So, I mean, the way I'm looking at this is not looking good for Forbidden Door. You know what I'm saying? It's a situation that, you know, last year we had Tomohiro Ishii. He was hurt. Hiromu Takahashi was hurt last year. He couldn't make it into Forbidden Door. Now you got all these injuries happening. Mercedes Monet out for God knows how long. And, you know, Aussie Open. Now Mark Davis hurt. We don't know when he's going to come back. So all these injuries happening in New Japan. And though New Japan don't worry, because they still have a lot of talent out there. But, I mean, what are we going to have with Forbidden Door? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know, because this is the stuff that I was waiting for. Are we still going to have the Zack Sabre Jr. versus Bryan Danielson for Forbidden Door? That'd be cool. Or for All In. You know what I'm saying? By the time All In comes out, a lot of these wrestlers will be healed by then. So we don't know. But the Forbidden Door is the next pay-per-view close for AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling. And speaking before Forbidden Door for New Japan, we got Dominion coming up. And we saw Will Ospreay beat Hiroshi Tanahashi yesterday in a small little tournament that will claim the number one contender for Kenny Omega's United States title, the IWGP United States title. So that's up in the air. But now Lance Archer, who I believe, I forgot who he beat, but he made it to one bracket, and now Will Ospreay beat Tanahashi for that. So now it's going to be very interesting for the simple fact that Will Ospreay had an encounter with Lance Archer back in 2019 at the G1 Climax, and I believe it was in L.A. Could have been in L.A., could have been somewhere in California, and Will Ospreay lost to Lance Archer. These guys had not faced each other for over 4 years, so this is going to be very interesting. Again, the winner of this gets to face Kenny Omega. Now, Lance Archer, he's been in AEW for a while, and the thing that I don't like is the fact that AEW does not use Lance Archer properly. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that this has been going on for a while, and for now it may look that Will Ospreay may defeat Lance Archer, and then we could have a second Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay part two, either at Forbidden Door or at All In. And the reason I say either of those, because they still haven't announced whoever wins that, Kenny Omega gets to defend the title. They're not saying when it's going to happen, where, what location. Is it going to happen at All In? Is it going to happen at Forbidden Door? It's still up in the air. Now, anybody who saw the Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay in the beginning of the year would know that that match to me this year so far has been match of the year for me. You know, there's been a lot of them has been Kenny Omega's matches. I've been put it that way. The Kenny Omega versus Vikingo, awesome. His match against Will Ospreay has been good. The six-man match that they had with Jeff Triangle, he was part of it. He's been in a lot of matches. But, again, Kenny Omega right now is the one who's pretty much carrying AEW by himself, if you really think about it. And now we're going to see who's going to come out of that between Will Ospreay and Lance Archer coming up. Now, I don't know what type of thing is going to happen now with this whole Forbidden Door with all these people hurt. Fact that Mercedes Moné is injured after she signed with New Japan or Stardom, if you want to think about it. She's hurt already in 4 months into it. But that's not her fault. Like I said, it was an accident. It was a freak accident. If you guys see the pay-per-view Resurgence, she was ready. It looked like she was about to do a sunset flip over Willow Nightingale, and she slipped from the top and landed awkwardly. You could tell the edge of the ring. She could tell her ankle hit the edge of the ring, and she landed awkwardly. And she still finished the match. You can't ask for anything better than that. You can't. The woman's does, you know, it's incredible. It's incredible what she did. It's awesome. So, you know, but that is it for me. I figured let me get in here because I know a lot of people may be talking about this when they get a chance this week. I'm going to jump on it right away and get to the top of it because, you know, since people don't want to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it because I love New Japan. New Japan is my favorite promotion, and I'm going to talk about it. So, you know, the fact that all these injuries are coming up is sadly, but, you know, it's sad. But we'll see what happens, and hopefully everybody will, you know, be able to do what they got to do. But anyway, this is it for me today, guys. Again, guys, you want to follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. the Chokeslam Wrestling Report. I'm in every podcast outlet you can imagine because I put this on the podcast, audio podcast. Also, you guys can check that out. Also, guys, if you want to check out my store, merchandise store, you guys can go to tcwr.veryimpressive.com. That's tcwrveryimpressive.com. You guys can also check out my YouTube channel. We are live on YouTube and we are live on Facebook. You guys can check out my YouTube channel and subscribe to the to the channel. Hit that notification bell. Hit that all, you know, enable all subscriptions, whatever. Subscribe to the channel, whatever. Do what you gotta do. Again, I want to thank everybody who is supporting my podcast. Again, this week coming up, we're celebrating our 4th year anniversary. I have a guest coming in, and that will be the host of Turnbuckle Tabloid, Mr. Jay Santi. That's coming up this weekend. So we're definitely going to have a chat it up. We're going to talk a little bit WWE. We're going to talk about AEW and what's going on in the wrestling business. So that also, I wanted to quick talk about House of Glory. I wasn't able to tell you guys Saturday about who won, who beat Jacob Fatu for the House of Glory World Championship. And that was no other than that indie guy, Matt Cardona. He won defeated Jacob Fatu for the House of Glory world title, and he's the champion. The guy's still collecting belts out there, and that is real cool. So until then, guys, check me out this weekend. Again, a 4th anniversary show coming up. Check out my YouTube channel. I got a whole tons of content there. Check it out, and I would appreciate it. Until then, guys, be good, and we will see each other coming up next this weekend coming up. See you.